Welcome to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM, AM 1160 and 1310. Tonight's broadcast is powered by Monmouth Medical Center, a Barnabas Health facility. Life is better healthy. Participating sponsors are Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with 11 locations in the Shore area designed to get you back in the game. Sansone Jr.'s 66 Auto Mall, proud sponsor of the Teen Safe Driving Program and Teachers Insurance Plan of New Jersey, where you can get a slam dunk on savings. Let's head down to the court and join Matt Harmon and Kevin Williams for tonight's coverage of the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament.
And we welcome you in live on a Tuesday night in February, getting set for a doubleheader tonight, the girls' semifinal round of the Shore Conference Tournament. And it comes to you exclusively on the Shore Sports Network tonight on 1160, 1310 a.m. and shoresportsnetwork.com. Alongside Kevin Williams, I'm Matt Harmon. Our thanks already to Brad Biariscano. Harrison Strebbins back in the studios manning the buttons tonight. And Kevin, we've got four top teams in the Shore Conference all looking forward to try and lock into a spot in Friday's final, which will be taking place at Monmouth University. We'll broadcast that as well. Big weekend of coverage for us here, and a big night for all the teams involved this evening.
And Matt, as I say, good evening to you and those of us listening on the Shore Sports Network. The power shift in New Jersey high school basketball really has been amazing in these last few years. And tonight we have a situation where all four teams playing in the semifinals not only ranked in the top 10 of the NJ.com state rankings, the latest poll out today, but St. Rose, Manasquan, St. John Vianney, 1-2-3 in New Jersey. And as Rumson coach George Sorla said the other day, after losing to Middletown South, it's tougher to win a Shore Conference tournament than a state championship.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It is a difficult road for all of these teams. Middletown South, maybe the only mild surprise, as we mentioned, St. Rose, the top seed, Manasquan, the two, St. John Vianney, the three. It was the Eagles to kind of crash the party just a little bit. And you hate to say an upset as a five seed, but they beat Rumson in a well-played game the other day in the quarterfinals, 55-48. But other than that, Kevin, I mean, seeding really holds true to form. And when you think about it overall, it really does speak to just the overall strength of the teams here in the Shore Conference. Talk about the top four teams here. Rumson right underneath, they're number 11. Neptune, a top 20 team in the state as well. It is consistently one of the top conferences in all of girls basketball.
And Matt, how about this? I was at Brookdale on Saturday for the quarterfinals. Seven of the eight teams in the quarterfinals on Saturday were there in the quarterfinals a year ago. The only difference in that Frio Township replaced Red Bank Catholic, who they had upset. Otherwise, you pretty much have the same teams. The only problem, and I'll use the word problem, is that the balance of power in the Shore is the top teams have separated themselves so much from the others that you can almost write in the semifinals or maybe even the quarterfinals of this Shore Conference tournament. But tonight, certainly two teams trying to earn a spot in Friday night's championship game at Monmouth University, and we expect a great night of basketball.
Well, let's talk about these teams in a little bit more detail. Let's look first at the five seed, Middletown South, the Eagles, under longtime head coach Tom Brennan. They have won the A North championship now four consecutive years in a row. They have obviously claimed that spot, but now trying to break through and do something they've never been able to do, which is play in a final and perhaps win a final as well.
Yeah, and it's a daunting task. There's no doubt about it, Matt. And you're right in that the mild upset in the 5-4 game was Middletown South on Saturday. But the Eagles played very well. I was really impressed with their tenacity. I thought they outworked Rumson, got to every loose ball. This is a team that really only one senior, a lot of underclassmen, but players who played together. Now, you know, we're in that, it's tournament time now. So if you're a sophomore, you're really a junior. If you're a junior, you're a senior, and you know that's the kind of way it works. And Tom Brennan has had a lot of success, as you mentioned, at Middletown South. And tonight they are trying to do something. The Eagles have won the Shore Conference tournament twice, but you'd have to go back to 1985 and 1979, and that was before Brennan, who's in his 19th season.
Yeah, 30 years in the running, so it's been forever. For St. Rose, just the opposite a little bit. They played in the final a season ago. They won it as recently as 2012, also championships in 93 and in 86, I should say. But when you think about it, this is a team which has had a target basically on their back all year long, and they've dodged every possible bullet coming in a perfect 24-0.
And with impressive wins, their resume is outstanding. They're not a 24-0 playing a soft schedule. They've played a lot of really good teams. Joe Whalen in his third season. He's got two terrific senior players in Jess Lauro and Cat Phipps. We'll be talking a lot about them tonight. And this is a team poised to make a run at not only a sure conference title, but maybe a state championship. They are the number one ranked team in New Jersey as they take the court tonight.
Interestingly enough, they're number two in their state bracket, which is non-public B, behind Roselle Catholic. But certainly that's shaping up to be a great final. Middletown South has claimed the top spot in Central Jersey Group 3. Our second game tonight will be Manasquan and St. John Vianney. That one set to tip right around 7:45. We'll take a quick timeout here, make it a 90-second break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. It's Shore Conference Basketball, and it's live on the Shore Sports Network.
For high school basketball coverage all season long, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
And our coverage of the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament is powered by Monmouth Medical Center, a Barnabas Health facility. Life is better, healthy.
Time to take a peek at our starting lineup. Semifinal number one is number one, St. Rose, against number five, Middletown South. Let's take a peek at the Eagles starting lineup. Neither team will go very deep here tonight. Middletown South with just one senior starter. That's number three, Angela DeBartolome, 5'5", averaging about 9.5 points per game, plays in the backcourt. She'll be joined by number four, Julia Valkos, who's a 5'9 junior guard. Also number 12, Steph Cars, is a 5'9 junior guard. In the front court, number 11, Haley DeLonzo, a 5'7 sophomore. And number 24, Alexandra Balsamo. She is a 5'7 sophomore as well. The Eagles coming in with an overall record of 20-4. Their wins along the way, Marlboro and Rumson, to get to this spot in the semifinals. For St. Rose, it is Joe Whalen in his third year as the director of this program. A perfect 24-0 strong senior class led by Kat Phipps, wearing number 24. She'll be in the backcourt, 5'7, on our way to St. Francis, New York, to play basketball. Jess Lauro will start tonight in the front court on her way to Middle Tennessee State. Lauro, the 5'10 senior forward. She'll be joined by younger sister Jen Lauro, number 22. She's a guard, plays as a sophomore, 5'8". Ellen Stoll will also play tonight in the starting lineup, 5'8", sophomore guard, wearing number 20. And Lovin Marsicano, number 21, talented freshman forward, will round out the starting five. Middletown South tonight are in their blue uniforms with the gray numerals. St. Rose in their home white, St. Rose across the chest, and the purple numerals.
Our officials tonight, a three-person crew, Jim Dinella, Andy Jones, and Jeff O'Neill. Semifinals of the Shore Conference Tournament on tap. The Shore Sports Network is your radio home for coverage of the Shore Conference Tournament. Online, on air, and in print, the latest copy of our Shore Sports Network Journal, which is a Final Four preview, is out. You can pick them up in any Jersey Mike Subs location of Monmouth and Ocean County. And, of course, we have them here tonight as well.
Valkos and Marsicano to jump center. And we are set for a busy night into a busy week of basketball. The opening tip is won by Middletown South. Steph Cars will jab to the basket and give the Eagles a quick 2-0 advantage.
The unquestioned leader of this Middletown South team, Cars, is a junior, tenacious player on both ends of the court.
Step out for Marsicano. Man-to-man defense for Middletown South to open up. Phipps will drive baseline. Marsicano gets it back top of the key. Phipps wide open from three. She's got a quick trigger and will miss it off the left side. Rebounded by DeBartolome. Up ahead of the field, running the floor, is Julia Valkos, and she's fouled on her way to the basket. Will go to the line for two shots.
I believe that is Phipps who picks up her foul, her first personal.
Valkos, who averages 9 points per game, 5 rebounds per contest. One of two juniors in the starting lineup, making the first free throw. You know, Kevin, you mentioned Steph Cars. We saw her in the WOBM tournament all the way back at the end of December. I saw Middletown South play a game at Rumson Fairhaven in a kind of a tournament setup as well. She dominated the basketball game, not just offensively, but I believe she had 9 steals in the game as well.
Yeah, she does it on both ends of the court. Really has to play very well tonight for this Middletown South team to pull off what would be a very significant upset.
50 seconds in, Middletown South with a 4-0 advantage. Eagles have gone 2-3 zone this time around. Stoll handing off to Jess Lauro. Ball almost deflected away. Laura able to get it back. Sees a seam down the left side and kicks it hard to the glass and lays it up and in to put St. Rose on the board. 4-2, Middletown leads.
Now, Carr's blocked the pass, but the Purple Roses got it back, and then the Lauro drive in the opening bucket for the Roses.
Alonzo looking to penetrate baseline, and a tie-up now on a held basketball between Lauro, Jen Lauro, and Valkos off the possession arrow. It'll be St. Rose basketball.
You know, Matt, getting a chance to watch the St. Rose team against Holmdel in the the quarterfinals on Saturday. Really excellent ball movement. A really fun team to watch. Great team concept. Very well coached. Play a very beautiful game when they're clicking.
Phipps, Marcicato now pulling it out, is Stoll. 6:20 to go in the opening quarter. Middletown South with a 4-2 advantage. Stoll almost lost it. Gives to Phipps. Stop and pop from the left baseline. Missed shot. The rebound put back attempt by Marcicato, the freshman, is good, and we're all square at 4.
Marcicato is the player that could give the Eagles problems. They have nobody really to match up with her in the paint.
Cars will pull back out and reset. Good crossover. Look to drive to the basket and get whacked on her way. She'll head to the free throw line for a two-shot. Second team foul on St. Rose. They'll give that one to Jen Lauro, her first, and Cars to the free throw line. First one is off the back iron, no good. Second one coming for Cars. 5:55 to go in this first quarter. Makes it there. 5-4 the advantage for Middletown South. 5:50 to go in this first quarter. Jen Lauro with it. She's checked by DeBartolome. Long pass across court is handled by Marcicato, who will travel. Good aggressive defense by Middletown South, and the Eagles will get the possession back with 5:43 to go. Quarter number one, they lead 5-4.
What the Eagles did on Saturday against Rumson really frustrated the Bulldogs, I thought. Took them out of their game, trying to do the same tonight against St. Rose.
Valkos dumping it down inside for DeLonzo, and she's fouled on the backside. This will be the third team foul on St. Rose. It'll be Ellen Stoll to be whistled for it. Her first non-shooting foul. Baseline inbound play. Set here. Triggered to Cars. Balsamo with it. Hands off to Lonzo. Kick out Valkos. Her three is short. Long rebound handled by Marcicano. It'll be Stoll to bring it up court. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Middletown South with a 5-4 advantage on top-seeded St. Rose. Phipps around the screen. Hands off in the corner. Marcicano back to Phipps. Will stop and pop from the corner and hit. Good three-point shooter. 131. She leads the team in scoring average. Inside feed to Lonzo. Wild shot no good. St. Rose with a 7-5 advantage. And now a loose ball foul will come on Middletown South. It'll be their first and be charged to Haley DeLonzo.
That's the frustration foul, Matt. You miss the shot, and then you go over somebody's back and get a cheap foul, the first on the Eagles. You know, Phipps, 131 threes. I mean, what else can you say? She averages five a game, just about.
Not a number that leads the Shore Conference, a number that leads the state overall coming into the game tonight. Foul on the floor will be St. Rose basketball. Baseline inbound play set. Steph Cars will pick up her first, team second. 7-5 the St. Rose advantage. 4:45 to go in the opening quarter. Inbound flipped in for Phipps from Lauro. She'll drive to the basket. Have it blocked away by Balsamo. Three here is no good by Stahl. Long rebound. She's able to handle it. St. Rose gets the possession back with 4.5 to go in the first. Phipps leaving off top for Jess Lauro. Her three, side iron, no good. Goes back to Phipps. Her jump shot from inside the three-point line is no good. DeBartolome with the loose ball rebound. Up court, inside, will have a blocking foul as Balsamo will go to the free throw line for two shots. Joe Whalen unhappy with the call. That'll on Jess Lauro, her first, and the team's fourth.
DeBartolome did a nice job as she crossed midcourt of spotting a player underneath and making a good pass to create that opportunity.
Alexandra Balsamo missing the first free throw. It's only Steph Carrs who averages in double figures for this team, but everybody else, including Balsamo, 8 to 10 points. It's been a pretty good supporting cast. Makes one of two to make it a 7-6 St. Rose lead. Coming up on the midpoint here of the first quarter. Stole off on the left side. Long cross-court pass for Phipps. She'll take the three and hit. She's locked and loaded the second she catches the ball. A couple of threes has given St. Rose their biggest advantage, 10-6. DeLonzo, baseline jumper. That's off the front of the rim, no good. Phipps looking to get up court in transition. Laura will take the three. That's off the mark, no good. Carrs with the defensive rebound. Carrs, who is a lefty, looking to go coast to coast. Pop out three to Bartolome is short. Long rebound kicked up. It will fall to Jess Laura. In transition at Phipps. Back to Laura. Skip up around the perimeter. Stall with it.
But good ball movement.
Hand off Phipps. Bypasses the three this time. Stepping jumper from the left elbow. And she's fouled and will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Kind of got bailed out, Matt. I don't think she really had a good shot there, but drew the foul and will go to the line for two.
Foul is on Valkos. Her first, team's third. Phipps, who had a solid junior year a season ago. The big difference between last year and this year, seems like she's gotten herself into better shape, just runs up and down the court and just has that shot selection, Kevin, where she catches it and she's just ready to go.
You know what? She's got a very quick release. You said that earlier, which makes her especially difficult to defend.
12-6. Doubled up on the scoreboard. St. Rose with their biggest lead of the night, extending the defense out here with 3:05 to go in the opening quarter. Balsamo works around the perimeter. Hands it to Bartolome. Now up top, it's Valkos with it. Looking to go down the lane. Kick outside for Balsamo. She'll drive and miss the runner. Get it back. Valkos open from three. Too strong, no good. DeLonzo, another putback attempt. That one will rattle in and cut the lead to four. 12-8 with 2:44 to go. We've got a timeout taken on the floor. I haven't seen a 30 or a full quite yet. It is a 30-second timeout, so we will keep it here. Good opportunity to preview our second game, which will come up. Manasquan and St. John Vianney, which will be playing for the third time this year. Manasquan has won both of the... Oh, I'm sorry, they split. That's right. St. John Vianney, the early one. Manasquan blew them out in the second time they played.
Each winning on their home court, and of course tonight on a neutral court, so the third time, kind of the charm, will send one of these teams to the championship game. Manasquan ranks second in the state, St. John Vianney third. As Chris Parker from the Asbury Park Press said in his preview today, you have the feeling if they played 10 times, they'd split five. But the odd number is the big one tonight to get you into the Shore Conference Finals. But that coming up a little bit later, a scheduled 7:45 tip from here from Brick Memorial. And the Mustang staff, by the way, doing a tremendous job getting this facility ready for what will be a big crowd tonight.
Traveling violation called on Marcia Cano, the freshman, with 2:33 to go. Middletown South through trails 12-8. We'll get it back. It'll be Carrs to bring it up court. Feed off on the right side. Now in the corner for Balsamo. DeLonzo gets it in the high post. Step in from the free throw line. Kick out for Valkos. Will drive. And a blocking foul will... No, traveling violation. Oh, an offensive foul. Wow, I didn't think that was going to come.
Kind of think Valkos drove the lane and really had nowhere to go. Sort of lost her legs and banged into the St. Rose player. Matt, I agree with you. I thought it was a travel. But they call an offensive foul, and that's two on Valkos.
2:05 to play in the opening quarter. 12-8 St. Rose. Inside feed, Marcia Cano pinned off underneath the basket. Phipps will catch it, fire the three. It's good again. Phipps has got three threes in the corner. St. Rose out to a 15-8 advantage. Quick answer for Steph Carrs with a left side jumper to make it 15-10.
First sub of the game, Madison Curtis in for Middletown South, replacing Valkos, who got the two fouls.
Inside feed here. Phipps will get it stuck in between the backboard and the rim. Possession arrow will say Middletown South basketball. Curtis, who goes 5'7", a senior. This is a Middletown South team who, going into the year, Kevin, you had mentioned it earlier, was expecting to have an inside presence, but Jill Falvey, 6'1", on her way to St. Francis, Pennsylvania, out for the season with an ACL injury. Didn't even play a game this year.
Yeah, got hurt just before the opening game. It was a terrible blow for the Eagles, but they've kind of rallied around Falvey, who's been at every game all season long and is sitting on the bench tonight, and hopefully better days ahead for her.
Up court now, Middletown South with it. DeBartolome has it top the key. Gives off the cars. Now the corner. Curtis will take the three and hit. Near side corner jumper for Madison Curtis, who averages 5 rebounds per game. Not a whole lot point production. She's made it a 15-13 game with 75 seconds to go. Here's Lauro, the inside move. Shot no good. Putback attempt no good. Gets it back for a third time. And we've got a foul down on the floor. Just Lauro working hard.
I think that's going to be on Cars, and if it is, it's her second. You know, that's the kind of, you know, Tom Brennan, the Middletown South coach, very upset because basically it's a ball on the floor and girls are going for it. But a foul was called, and Cars has to be careful now. There's
off
a beautiful.
Inbound, it's Jen Lauro to knife her way through the Eagle defense for the easy basket. Make it 17-13. 60 seconds now to go in the opening quarter. Cars hands off to Lonzo. Kick in the corner. Three ball on the way. Way off the mark from Balsamo. Now a loose ball foul will be called on Madison Curtis. That'll be the first on Curtis and the sixth team foul already in the quarter.
Matt, you remember at one time you mentioned St. Rose had 3 fouls, Middletown South none. Now it's 6-4 with the Eagles. One more and the Purple Roses will shoot.
Phipps, who can't hang on to a long pass in the corner, has to go out of bounds. And Middletown South will keep possession. 46 seconds to go as Cars, who's got the two personals, will be picked up at midcourt by Jen Lauro, the younger of the two Lauro sisters. Now it's Madison Curtis with it. Back to Cars, all on the right side. Harassed up top by Lauro. Good ball fake, and it's Cars to get it off on the left side.
Boy, what a terrific move by the lefty. Kind of fake like she was going to pass it into the corner and just drove right in.
17-15, 20 seconds to go. Phipps, top of the key. Feeds off to Jess Lauro, who will drive, avoid contact, miss the shot, but Marcia Cano there, and wide open. Nobody blocked her out. Make it 19-15. Coming up on 5 seconds remaining in the quarter. Cars will drive. DeBartolome sees it with 2 seconds to go. She'll drive, let it fly at the buzzer. No good, and we'll head into the quarter break with St. Rose. The 19-15 advantage, number 1 versus number 5. We step out here for 30 seconds, back with more Girls Shore Conference Tournament action in the Shore. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Now back to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on the Shore Sports Network.
And our coverage tonight is brought to you in part by Ocean Trophies, the official trophy supplier of the Shore Sports Network. When you need quality trophies, plaques, and awards, call Ocean Trophies, 609-693-7480.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams here on the Shore Sports Network tonight. We played one quarter in the first of two semifinals at St. Rose, the top seed, leading Middletown South by a score of 19-15. Big quarter for Kat Phipps, Kevin.
11 points, including a trio of 3. She leads the Roses. No surprise, Steph Cars with 7 to top Middletown South. The two stars certainly coming to play tonight.
Cars has the two personal fouls. She's playing up top here in this defense from Middletown South. Wide open 3 taken by Jen Lauro. That's off the mark. Rebound taken down by Cars. Looking to get it up court. DeLonzo's open from 3. High arcing shot is good, and we've got a 1-point ball game. Both teams really hitting the threes pretty well. 19-18, 30 seconds gone by, quarter number 2. Stahl will pick up the dribble. Find Jess Lauro, who will drive down the paint. Kick out, Stahl's 3. That is good. My oh my, 22-18, 4-point advantage for St. Rose.
Well, I think both teams like shooting in this gym. It's a lot smaller than Brookdale was on the weekend, and the shooting pace is terrific in the early going here.
DeBartolome off the screen and roll, trying to feed it down inside for DeLonzo. Last touch by St. Rose. It will be Eagle basketball. 7:03 to go, quarter number 2. St. Rose leading Middletown South 22-18. Wide open off the inbound is Balsamo. Her three is short. Got her own rebound back. Will drive here and get called for a travel.
You know, Matt, we were saying, I think a lot of the players over the weekend had trouble with Brookdale realizing that the three-point line was the college three-point line, and a lot of them didn't adjust to that, and the shots were short almost all weekend long.
Jess Lauro finding Phipps, who will pull back out and reset. 6:40 to go, trying to feed down low for Jen Lauro. Able to save it on the baseline, then deflected out of bounds by DeBartolome. It'll be St. Rose basketball pinned off in the far side corner.
What I'm referring to, obviously, is there were more than one set of lines on the Brookdale court, but the teams are looking at the one that was the college line, and they were shooting from there quite often, actually.
Phipps getting it off of the inbound. Can't hang on to the pass. And it'll be Middletown basketball. They trail by four with 6:35 to go as Steph Kars will walk it up court. Breaks the timeline with the dribble. Looking to go off on the right side. Hands to DeLonzo. Dribbles back up top. Feeds for Balsamo. Shaded right top of the key. Driving down the right side of the lane. Have the shot blocked away by Phipps, who came over, doubled well. Kars gets it back. Will drive. Have her shot blocked out of bounds by Marsicano.
Boy, Kars with the two fouls reaching in there. Dangerous play, but she came up with the steal.
DeBartolome looking for the inbound, trying to knife one inside for DeLonzo, who's able to get it, went up and down, but was tied up on the possession hour. It will be Eagle basketball. 6:09 to go in the second quarter. St. Rose leads 22-18. Kars getting the inbound. Will pull back up high and reset. Good crossover to set the offense. Feeding off on the right side. DeBartolome will bypass the three. So will Kars. Madison Curtis still on the floor right now is the one sub we've seen for either team. Kars, who's doubled, steps through with the dribble and was hit in doing so. I think that's going to be on Phipps. If that's on her, that's her second. And it is. Phipps is second. Fifth team foul on St. Rose.
So they've kind of both got to be careful, Matt. You hate to get that third foul early here in the second quarter. If you do, you're sitting the rest of the half.
DeLonzo straight down the lane off on the right side. She's hit and will go to the line for two. That's going to be the sixth team foul now on St. Rose. Charge this one to Jen Lauro. She's got two fouls. Haley DeLonzo, the 5'7 sophomore. 8.6 rebounds per contest. Back irons the first free throw. Julia Valkos back in. She will replace Alexandra Balsamo. St. Rose is yet to make a move to their bench as DeLonzo's second free throw rattles out no good, and Jess Lauro pulls down the rebound. She'll bring it up court herself. Find a spot down the left side of the lane. The layup off the mark, no good. Rebound tip up. It's DeBartolome who runs the floor in transition. Can't get the finish. And Phipps will pull down.
Just a little bit out of control on that running layup and hit it high off the glass.
Jess Lauro forcing one from the foul line. Tipped up. Kars, the offensive defensive rebound. Now back the other way is DeBartolome, who misses it again in transition. DeLonzo gets it. Stop and pop from the left elbow. That's short. Everybody's gone cold here the last minute or so. Jess Lauro giving off to Phipps. Here's the three, trying to change things, and she will. Another three. That's her fourth of the game. She's got 14 to lead the way.
Everyone's going cold except for Phipps. You know, Matt, she just gets, she catches and shoots so quickly and with so much confidence. She kind of reminds me when J.R. Smith played at high school at Lakewood. Somebody said, well, what's his shooting range? My line would always be when he gets off the bus. Kat Phipps is the same way. I mean, she just, anywhere on the court, if she gets an open look, she's going to shoot it with confidence.
You know what's interesting, too, if you watch her, she doesn't have a traditional shooting style. It's almost more of a little bit of a shot put type rather than up over the top, but hey, it works.
And I think that's why she has to have such a quick release, because she shoots the ball so low that if a defender was right on her, she would be a player who probably would not be too hard to to block her shot, but she gets, it's a catch and shoot so quickly. You almost really have to take, if you've got a great defensive player, you just have to put her out on her and just stay with her on the outside. But, of course, she can penetrate as well. And this Purple Roses team does move the ball very well.
Cars will bring it up court. All of a sudden, her team's in a seven-point hole. Matching the biggest lead of the night for St. Rose. DeLonzo around the perimeter. Curtis with it. DeBartolome gets it. Now Cars will get back to DeBartolome. Man-to-man defense for St. Rose. DeLonzo out of the high post. Sets herself left elbow. Gives off to Cars, who will feed off on the right side for DeBartolome. Great defense here by St. Rose. Cars will set the screen. Curtis in trouble. Had it poked away by Phipps, who will win the race. Two on one. Finish off on the right side for Lovin. A check it for Ellen Stoll. And now it's a nine-point game. And Tom Brennan has seen enough. He will take a timeout. We'll step out as well. It's a full pause. 4:19 to go. We're out for 30 seconds. Back with more Shore Conference action on the Shore Sports Network.
For high school basketball coverage all season long, visit ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
The 2015 Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on the Shore Sports Network is powered by Monmouth Medical Center, a Barnabas Health facility. Life is better, healthy.
We welcome you back here on the Shore Sports Network, 1160 and 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com. For those of you listening via the internet or on the Radio Pup app on your mobile device, Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, game one of two, 4:19 to play. St. Rose has opened up their biggest lead of the night as the top seed. They lead number five, Middletown South, 27-18.
And a real key time here for Middletown South to kind of stay within shouting distance. They're down nine. Once this thing gets into double figures, it becomes a real steep mountain to climb.
Cars has it, left side. Skip pass up over the top for Valkos, who will drive, throw it off the side of the backboard, no good. Marcia Cano with the rebound. Jess Laurel looking to get up court in transition. Phipps saved it from going out of bounds, but threw it back to Cars. South with numbers here if they push. DeLonzo goes baseline and will draw the foul from Marcia Cano. That's the seventh team foul on St. Rose and the first on the freshman. It'll send Haley DeLonzo back to the free throw line, where Middletown South has not been great so far tonight.
No, they've missed a few, just about 500, you know, although DeLonzo makes the first there. Matt, kind of would like to see Cars get a little more involved offensively. She really has not shot the ball probably in this quarter. And they've had good open looks, the other girls have. But you know what? When you need it, your best player, you want the ball in her hands.
DeLonzo missed the second free throw. 27-19 with 3:40 to go. Stole all off on the right side. Here's another three by Phipps, and she's done it again, this time from the near side corner. That's five threes in the contest. Cars quickly back the other way. Right side layup is up and in. Looking for a foul, got hit in the face with no whistle. Gets it back to a nine-point advantage.
That's what Cars does so well. Driving to the basket, took it herself that time.
Jen Lauro, far side corner. Skip pass. Here's Phipps again. Finally missing one from long range. Eagles with the rebound on the push ahead.
Under.
Balsamo almost traveled but able to hold the pivot foot. Cars will drive down the middle of the lane. Left side layup is no good. And it's St. Rose now looking to get up court in transition. Jess Lauro gives to Phipps. Now Stoll with it. Ball's deflected out of bounds. It will stay with St. Rose. 2:43 to go in the second quarter. It's St. Rose 30, Middletown South 21. Stoll setting the offense up near the half-court Mustang emblem. Phipps is open from three again. She's missed two in a row. DeBartolome up ahead of the field. Stop and pop from the left elbow. Quick shot. DeLonzo, great offensive rebound and a better find to leave it off for Balsamo, who will convert the left side layup, get it back to seven.
Well, you are right, Matt. What a terrific play. And the pass was tremendous. 30-23. We get close to the two-minute mark here in the opening half.
2:10 and rolling. Bounce down inside. St. Rose able to keep it. Jen Lauro, the three. The sophomore getting into the act, connecting from the outside.
where the Eagles had a steal but couldn't hang on to it, and it led to the wide open three for Laura, who's got five.
33-23. Biggest lead has been 11. DeLonzo down on the block. Cars will fall down on the floor looking to fight for it. Possession arrow here off the whistle will give it to St. Rose.
And the Purple Roses will make their first sub of the night. Michaela Markham, a 5'5 freshman, checks in.
Secure the ball. Secure the ball.
Replacing Stoll.
33-23. Buck 35 and rolling. Markham gives off to Lauro. Jess Lauro will take the three from the top. Back iron, no good. Rebound tipped up a couple of times. Down on the floor is Phipps. Down on the floor as well as Balsamo. Whistle this time will give it to Middletown South on the possession arrow.
Both teams battling for every loose ball.
Cars will break the timeline here with 75 seconds to go in the quarter. Trying to get it back to a single-digit deficit, Middletown South is. Balsamo bouncing for Valkos, who had it ripped away by a second by Jess Lauro. Cars gets the loose ball, her three, halfway down, no good. DeLonzo with another offensive rebound, but threw it into a middle of white, a pack of white shirts, and St. Rose comes away with it. Quick feed down low. Marcicano, post to post, and it's Jen Lauro to get the easy basket. She's got seven.
Well, that's what the Roses can do. The ball movement is terrific. Touch, 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 basket, bang. Lead is 12.
35-23. Cars in transition. Valkos open from the baseline will connect and get it back down to 10. 35-25. Less than 30 seconds to go. Phipps, the quick three is good. A half dozen threes in the first half.
It's a show. You're lucky if you're here to see it.
Give St. Rose their biggest advantage of the night, 38-25.
No,
DeLonzo off a triple team, finding Balsamo. Valkos from deep is short. Rebound coming back to Markham. 1 second left. Phipps will hold on to it and be content to have her team go in with a 38-25 advantage. What an impressive shooting performance so far for Kat Phipps, who leads all scorers with 20 points. We'll step out of here, take a 2-minute timeout. Kevin and I'll come back and recap this one for you right after this quick pause. You're listening to Shore Conference Tournament Action on your exclusive home, the Shore Sports Network.